This is Ray Bransky with the Chief Organizer's Report, cutting down budget bill overreach. When Trump and the Republicans' big, beautiful budget bill made it out of the House of Representatives, the top line was clear. Give more to the rich, take more from the poor. Past that, it was a little more than a political jigsaw puzzle. It had little or nothing to do with the budget's real impacts. Ignoring their own rules in the House and Senate, the Republicans larded the bill up with a bunch of things that they likely knew wouldn't fly, but will appeal to certain special interests and lobbyists important to their campaigns. It was easy to pass the buck. They could either ignore the parliamentarian for each body, chosen by both parties, which the House did, or blame the parliamentarian for enforcing the rules, as the Senate is now doing. The rules are complex, but they make sense when talking about a federal budget. And remember, this has to be all about the budget to escape the filibuster vote supermajority. The deficits can't be carried past 2034 or roughly a decade. Social Security can't be a target. The items at least have to have a semblance of impact on revenue or spending as opposed to policy. In short, they can try and slip something in, but if caught, it goes out the door or has to get a different spin or paint job. Mostly, if you look at the list, it's politics and catch me if you can. A reporter for the Times assembled a scorecard on what the rules have nixed, which makes this crystal clear why so much of this has so little to do with the budget. Here are the highlights thus far. Food benefits, requirement that states pay a portion of food aid costs in the SNAP program, formerly known as food stamps. Limit food aid benefits to citizens or lawful permanent residents with certain exceptions. Permanent price support authority in agriculture. Funding for states to conduct border security and immigration enforcement. Republicans are working to adjust this. Limit eligibility for grants for sanctuary jurisdictions, or if the Attorney General disagrees with how states and localities enforce immigration rules. Authority for local and state officials to arrest non-citizens suspected of being unlawfully present in the U.S. Limit on preliminary injunctions or temporary restraining orders by requiring litigants to post potentially large bonds. The provision could have limited those seeking to block President Trump's executive orders. Limitation on the ability of the government to settle with third parties. Repeal of green energy and emissions reduction programs. Repeal of an EPA regulation limiting vehicle emissions. Automatic compliance with the National Environmental Policy Act for oil and gas lease rules. A provision that would allow project sponsors to expedite environmental reviews and avoid judicial scrutiny for a fee. The judicial review portion was found to violate the rules. Requirements for annual geothermal lease sales and changes to governmental geothermal royalties. Approval for construction of the Ambler Road in Alaska. Fee for natural gas exporters to have their project deemed to be in the public interest and approved. Requirement that leases be issued within 90 days of a sale. Mandatory sales of Bureau of Land Management and U.S. Forest Service land to allow for more housing. Removal of the Interior Secretary's discretion to reduce fees for solar and wind projects on public land. Elimination of Consumer Financial Protection Bureau funding. Elimination of Office of Financial Research funding. Elimination of Public Company Accounting Oversight Board. Reduction of pay for some Federal Reserve employees. A version of the RAINS Act, which gave Congress more power over federal agency rules. Authorization for the executive branch to reorganize federal agencies. Increasing the rate of required contributions to the Federal Retirement Service for those who do not give up some civil service protections. Incentive program for federal employees to identify expenditures to cut. Requirement that workers and former workers pay filing fees when they make complaints. Requirement that electric vehicles used by the Postal Service are sold. New fee for federal workers' unions' use of agency resources. Reduction in appropriations if Defense Department spending plans are not submitted on time. Transfer of space shuttle to a nonprofit in Houston from the Smithsonian's National Air and Space Museum. Playing these kind of games with real money and their impacts on people makes it easy to understand why almost every poll indicates that Americans have come to regard Congress so poorly. This is Wade Bransky. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.